Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters, and welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Am I excited for today's show? You bet your kick-ass I am. Chances are you've heard the terms energy healing or healing energy thrown around in some capacity, and increasingly more lately as this ancient practice makes its way into the mainstream. But what exactly is energy healing? What can it be used for? Who practices it and how? Energy healing is a beautifully diverse, vast and encompassing field with methods and modalities ranging from ancient healing practices, many that are over like four millennia old, to new earth healing technologies. But first, why bother with intuitive healing? If you look at the body as a physical manifestation of energy, it makes perfect sense to cleanse your energy and restore health and harmony using the mind-body-soul concept where one directly affects the others. Curious to learn more? Well, stay tuned. Energy healing is all about accepting that you are an energy being, a being that is much more complicated than just a physical body, a being that exists in multiple dimensions at the same time. So accepting and understanding that this, we can then utilize various techniques to restore our energy flow to gain the optimum balance across all of those dimensions. So there are many types of energy healing practices, and I believe the art of healing is within the capacity of everyone. Now, the true skill comes from the ability to combine different frequencies to induce a particular effect. So those different effects may be needed across different dimensions, because disharmony in our life does not necessarily come from just physical emotional balances. Now, if you have any doubt you're an energy being, then today on the show, we're going to get some clarity. We're turning our frequency in with Carol Arabina of Diamond Light, who is a next level intuitive energy healer and life and wellness coach for women. Now, Carol has been a practicing intuitive energy practitioner for over 20 years. She has been certified in a range of modalities, including neurotransformation therapy, magnetic mind method, Reiki, NLP, bioenergetics, and holds a bachelor's degree in metaphysical sciences. Now, her passion and purpose is helping women, particularly empaths, to find and clear their subconscious stories of disempowerment and live free of anxiety and overwhelm. So by combining the power of the mind with energy science, her clients can embody their full potential and create a life they love with ease and grace. So today on the show, we're going to hear how sometimes it's beneficial and eye-opening to see what works well for others. And you never know, this might be where your answer lies. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries. And I tell you how it is. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glowgetter, and I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or night shift. And this might be also a good time for a trigger warning that today's radio show may and does contain some adult language. So let's get into it. Hello, Carol. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Thanks for coming on. And thanks, firstly, for sharing your valuable time with us today. I know you're super busy, but I also know we're all going to enjoy your company and we're eager to hear what you have to tell us. So to kick things off, firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself and your career journey and what made you pursue a career as a life and wellness coach and into the intuitive healing field.
Okay, how are you, Jo? Thank you for having me, and it's an honour to be here. Awesome opportunity. I'm super, super stoked. So where do I begin? Let's see. So I'm a mum of four and a grandma to seven. And as you said, I've been intuitive energy practitioner for over 20 years. Certified in all those things you mentioned, got my bachelor's degree, The reason I decided to go for my doctorate, because I didn't want to be just another old healer. I wanted to be taken seriously, so I decided to go all in and become, fully qualified in metaphysical sciences. So about 2 years ago, I decided to quit my day job. My energy practice was always a bit of a side gig. So a couple of years ago, I came to the conclusion that I wasn't really living my purpose and my passion. I was flipping burgers in a BP kitchen. Prior to that, I had been a housekeeping resort supervisor. And basically the calling got so strong that I just decided to quit there and then, and with the support of my beautiful partner, decided I was going all in, and decided to just follow my purpose and passion of empowering women, specifically empaths, healers, white witches, anyone that's lived a past life where they have, had gifts or worked in the arts, et cetera, et cetera.
Sorry, you're all right. Keep going.
I was just going to say about 18 months ago, it's all right, you go, because I think you're going to ask me a question and I'm going to answer it for you.
I was just going to touch on, I know you migrated to Australia with your family when you were very young. So did you always have this this ability, do you think, from when you were young?
I pretty much didn't realise I was an empath until I was in my 30s. And when I found that out, that explained my whole life. I had always seen, felt, heard things that were unseen and unheard by others. But I had a terrible fear of the unknown. My mum was quite, I think she was a healer and didn't even know it. She was always into alternative, her own, what would you call wives' tale kind of therapies. But she brought fear with it, so I had a fear of that. So I never really followed it. But it explained, once I became an adult and realized who I was and what I was, my whole life was like, oh my God, it all makes sense. Being overwhelmed by feeling others' feelings and just, every empath's nightmare, I lived without knowing it. So that's one of my passions now, is to actually help empaths to realise that, hey, this isn't a wound, this is an awesome tool. You just need to, embody it, heal the wounds around it, because most empaths have past life memories of, torture and trauma and what have you. Learning that was the turning point where I went, oh right, this is actually a gift and I need to use it for good or not evil.
And as you said, 30, 40 years ago, a lot of this intuitive healing, it was taboo, wasn't it? It had a very
very woo-woo, and voodoo.
A lot of the older generation would never hear of it because of their religious beliefs and whatnot.
Absolutely.
So, we've come a long way in those fields, and it's great to see that people like yourself are embracing it and offering the ability to assist others to embrace their inner.
Inner absolutely.
Family. So introduce us to your business, Diamond Light, and the services that you offer the clients and how you help them.
Sure. So the reason I called my business Diamond Light is basically I work through what's called Diamond Light Grid, which is a holographic energy structure, and it's in the shape of an octahedron. So if you can visualise two pyramids base to base. Mm-hmm. If we could all, step into our true selves, basically we travel in this octahedron, and it's our blueprint, let's call it, and when that blueprint is aligned and functioning optimally, that's when you're connected to your true source or your soul source, And yeah, that connects you to that sort of, you know, divine aspect or source energy, or, you know, there's lots of different words we could use here. I just call it the soul's essence. And basically what I do is clear anything that is not of that own, of that essence. And basically that's things like limiting programs, beliefs, you know, woundings, memories or stories from this life or past lives. Pretty much anything that's hindering you from fully embodying and radiating, you know, your soul's truth, your power, your sovereignty. Everything that, yeah, basically it's just finding all the really just stories that get trapped in your energy field from experience. And what happens is they get trapped within the cells, the DNA, the blueprint, the subconscious. And what can happen is, if you can think of us as you know, the mind or the human experience as a computer, you know, we all know what it's like to have a rogue or corrupt file. You know, it starts to make your computer play up, and basically that's what it is. I find those corrupt files and delete them, and then upgrade the system with, you know, more beneficial programs, let's call it.
So broadly speaking, so we say energy healing, it's a holistic healing practice that works on the body's energy, bodies to remove, mm-hmm. like you said, the blocks, clear stagnation, and bring healing energies in. So in doing that, our body's innate healing ability is activated when you say, you know, you delete those old files and you get
Absolutely.
The body and mind beginning to heal themselves and progress from there. So now Absolutely. It has become increasingly more mainstream. And it is a form of complementary and alternative medicine based on the belief that, you know, vital energy flows through our human body.
That's right.
And that's a fact, isn't it?
Our bodies are made to regenerate. Mm. And, you know, realistically, we're supposed to live, you know, for forever or a long, long time.
You know, to balance that energy flow, that's what we need to function, you know, harmoniously within ourselves, reduce the stress and anxiety that we all live with, because, as you said, of living with those limiting self-beliefs, having those corrupted files within us. So to get that out and live into your true full self, and, you know, use the power that you have within yourself, that is such a better way to live your life, isn't it? Like a better
absolutely And it's really about, you know, embodying and owning that infinite supply of source energy. And, you know, realistically, we all have the power to heal ourselves, and we all have the same power as everyone else. We all have the same resources. We all come here with the same tools. It's just that we're conditioned by society, religion, families, you know, whatever, to believe otherwise. You know, anyone can do what I do. You just got to choose to do it. You know, anyone can do energy work on themselves if they choose to do it.
Yeah. So with your work, can you describe your work and give us a few examples of what you actually, what your modalities are, and what the clients experience like when they do a session with you or multiple sessions with you?
Sure. Like I said, it's all about energy, and energy seeks to, you know, to flow and expand. It's just that innate life force that always wants to grow and expand. And as we've already said, that, you know, everything is energy, and everything we know as reality, including us, is energy. So what we need to do is find the resistance to that flow. And really that resistance is what we experience as disease, you know, whether it's body, mind, spirit, or emotions. So my services are aimed at clearing that resisting and restoring that flow. And, you know, the better that energy flow is, the more light or source energy you have, and the more that you can, you know, embody a better quality of life, health, vitality, and that sort of thing.
Is that through massage or through hypnotherapy or through?
Well, no. What I do is, I suppose my superpower is that I connect into your energy structures and find those blockages or whatever's hindering the flow. And how I do that is I connect into your energy field and actually connect into your soul's essence or your soul's genius, okay? So your soul is what guides me as to what needs to be done and where the problem is. Because, you know, things can be trapped anywhere, whether it's in your sub, it can be in your subconscious, it can be in your chakras, it can be in your etheric bodies. You know, you can do this past few months, I've been doing a lot of ancestral or epigenetic healing. So, you know, you're carrying programs or beliefs from your ancestors that aren't relevant anymore, you know. Like an example is the other day I had a client who is a coach and is an empath and trying to, excuse me, expand her, you know, step into her power and start living her purpose and passion. But she has a fear of power. And through working with her, we found that there's an ancestral belief that power is bad. So she's never going to be able to step into her power while she's carrying that program, you know. Yeah, so, you know, it's a matter of, like I said, finding that story and where it's trapped and then, and you know, using energy tools, procedures, subconscious reprogramming, whatever's needed. I have like a big toolbox of different things that can be applied for different, you know, needs. So, you know, sometimes I might get the client to visualize. I might get them to breathe into a certain part of their body. Sometimes we'll do a bit of timeline therapy. It just depends on the client and the need and, yeah, whatever's, you know, it's really, it's like putting your computer into the computer shop and let them go through the whole system and find where the problem is. So it's hands on energy. Sorry?
You're drawing from their energy and you're diagnosing.
I read the energy, I guess. Yep. Yeah, reading the energy field and seeing what's in there, and then with basically, you know, a bit of sometimes it's hands-on energy work. It just depends on the client. It's not a specific thing. Like I said, it's a range of tools, procedures, but basically the client just gets on the magic red couch and I tune into their field. All the work's done through the field. I don't actually touch the body. And then I talk them through it. You know, they always know what's going on, where they're at. And, you know, they always experience by seeing or feeling, or, you know, sometimes they may have emotional releases. It just depends on the client and where they're at and their level of awareness also, you know, some experience more than others.
You'd be in a very relaxed state of mind then. So
absolutely.
And that's where all those blockages are being felt and identified.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically the client goes into a very sort of meditative state, totally lucid. You know, I don't do hypnosis or they're no, totally aware.
Total relaxation and
totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Some clients even fall asleep and sometimes they're actually taken away. If the work that needs to be done is too deep or if the trauma is too emotional and they don't need to re-experience that memory, or they literally are taken and they go. And then I'll just sort of do the work. And then as quickly as they go, that they're back and they're like, oh, I think I nodded off. And I'm like, no, you were just taken out of the picture. some people have trouble logically letting go of controls.
Yep.
So sometimes spirit just goes, we'll just whip them out of the way for you. So yeah, it's very entertaining, really.
And well, that's, you know, because I've read a fair bit up on it, and like, you know, some of the things I've read that, you know, you may feel the coolness or a mild tingling, some aches and pains might come to the surface. You might see that, you know, the coloured lights or the images in your
absolutely
mind. You feel that you're floating. So, and we know that when you do get into that very relaxed state of mind, Those things do come to forefront, don't they? Because I know
absolutely.
When you practice meditation and when you do like yoga and those kind of therapies, that when you get into that very, very relaxed state of mind, all that does come. So if you're...
Yeah, it just allows you to expand your awareness beyond your physical body, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always tell my clients what to expect. So like you said, you might feel cool or warmth, you might get rushes of energy, you might see, you might hear, you might feel, or you might just sleep through the whole thing. It just depends on the person, you know. You may experience everything or you may experience nothing, but everyone experiences something, Joe. I've never had anyone get up and
It's very interesting. It's very enlightening for me, and I have used a couple of the or been involved in a couple of different therapy sessions, and it does. It freaks me out a bit, to be honest, sometimes.
Right.
But then you appreciate it when you walk away from it. It is an enlightenment moment, and you think, oh, wow.
That, yeah, absolutely.
It brings so much to mind, and it does bring you clarity. So
absolutely,
speaking from experience, it's very, very eye-opening.
Yeah. Like I said, most people experience something and by the end of it are always like, wow, especially if they've never experienced anything, because they're like, they can literally, I had a fella here last week, first timer, has never done energy work, and I could feel his resistance. Like, he didn't want to be there, but he's chosen that he needs to deal with what he needs to deal with. And at the end I said, so how do you feel? And he went, hard to describe. He said, I'm not numb, but I feel more. And he actually expressed with his hands, he felt himself as there's more space, is what he said. There's more space around me.
More open, yeah.
More expanded. That's right. You know, so because we did do a bit of clearing on him. So I love that. I love that feedback that, you know, someone can go in not believing or not knowing and always experiencing something. And it's always enough that they go, oh, wow, this is real. And I'm like, yeah, mate, your energy, this is real.
Yeah, but when we're talking about, you know, the clients experiencing this, so what are some of the benefits that your clients have seen, like, due to their experiences working with you?
Obviously the obvious ones are a sense of feeling lighter or clearer, especially if they've had a big shift or a big clearing. Lightness of a clarity. Someone that, you know, may have come in with a very noisy, busy, stressful energy field walks out with a nice, quiet, calm, you know, head and energy field. Mm-hmm. I've helped a few people quit smoking, healed relationships, pain. Someone can come in with a physical pain that's been there for years, and it's just because they were just carrying a wound that's manifested and turned into a permanent pain. Feelings of, you know, freedom, empowerment. Generally, it's a sense of lightness, like a load's been lifted, and a sense of calmness, I guess. And obviously, more energy, more vitality. I've had clients whose lives have just changed direction because they've healed those woundings. Especially someone that's, you know, lived from a mindset of not being good enough, to step into, you know, choosing their joy and their passion. And like I said, and especially most of my clients are empaths, so healing those old wounds, not understanding why they feel what they feel, being scared of speaking up for themselves, or, you know, lacking self-worth, and they're pretty big impactful things. If you're living from not being in your own power or feeling not worthy, life plays out pretty ordinary, you know what I mean? It's very hard to feel success and joy and happiness,
right,
if you don't feel you're deserving of it.
And how often do we hear of people's experiences, like they live with an emotional or traumatic experience, and it manifests, and it just that is the whole sole reason of their stress and anxiety. And when they finally do something like the intuitive healing session or whatever they do to open that wound, to confront it, to deal with it, to get rid of it, and that empowerment afterwards, like, how many times do we hear? And it's been the whole source of their issue all their lives. So if they hadn't done it
all their lives
15, 20 years ago, would they have led, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, even physical ailments all have that core, that it's all really comes down to an emotional wounding. Like, the physical is the last place it manifests, you know. So once something becomes physical, you seriously need to start looking at what it is you're carrying, what the wounding is in that, you know, subtle body level, because, yeah, once it becomes physical, that's really your body going, you really need to look at this now, you know.
And that's right. So the simple answer is anyone and everyone can benefit from it. And even if you don't totally understand the how behind it, you can benefit from these sessions. And like we said, anyone, you know, it's excellent for anyone experiencing like fatigue, disconnection, anxiety, stress, or general sense of feeling down or low. So, like you're saying, very complementary for physical disease and illness. So particularly, I've heard for chronic pain or autoimmune disorder.
Absolutely.
It's
regardless of your awareness of energy, you don't need to know or understand any of it. It still works, you know. You don't have to really even know what you're going in for. You just have to, you know, obviously most people, by the time they come to me, they've been to the doctors. I've had so many clients that have been to the doctors as specialists. And, you know, like I said, this fellow that came last week that wasn't too keen, he's basically been to psychologists and psychiatrists all his life. And all they've said to him is you need to get on antidepressants.
That's the answer for everything.
You're not happy here. Take a happy pill. You know, how about take that band-aid off and let's find why you're feeling what you're feeling. And it always comes down to a childhood trauma, a childhood wounding, or a past life thing that's just they're carrying this belief. And you know, it can be overpowering. It's like having a blanket thrown over you. You know, you can't live life through that blanket. You can, but it's not very pleasant.
No, that's right. And as you said, when they had that enlightenment, how different their perspective is and how different their life turns out to be.
Yeah. So it's an instant relief to see them when they clear that. It's an instant relief. You can literally see them go, you know, thank God that big heavy blanket's off me. You know, it's great.
Yeah, and very satisfying for you to see that too.
Like, oh, I love my job. Just that's my motivation is to get that end result, because I'm very sort of result driven, and yeah, I make sure that they walk out a lot lighter, clearer, and happier than when they walk in. You know.
Yeah. All right then. Well, we're just going to take a little break and listen to one of our show sponsors, and we'll be back soon.
Hey, Glowgetters, have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Okay, thanks for tuning back in. And we're chatting to Carol Aravina, an intuitive energy healer. So we're going to come back in, Carol. Let's jump into the main focus. When it comes to health and wellness, how is the work you are doing helping to make a bigger impact, especially for women?
Well, I think at the moment there's a big shift, you know, worldwide of the women's empowerment. And I think it's women are starting to step up. The world needs that balance to come back. So, you know, a lot of women are sort of waking up and going, okay, there must be more to my life. What am I here for? And like I said, I tend to attract the empaths, the healers, and those that I believe at this point in time, the world is needing all of those souls to step up and hold space, whether it's to bring their gifts out into this lifetime, or whether it's simply just to embody their light and their power, just to hold space for the world, because, you know, old structures are collapsing. And I think my work is in helping those women that are ready to step, not even step up, because I had a conversation the other day, and step up's a bit daunting for some people. So step into their power. You know, their power's there. It's not separate, they own it. It's just embodying it and going, okay, I'm here to do something and I'm ready to step into that role. So I feel like my job is really I'm the prep girl, you know. I'm going, righto, let's dust that off. Dust off your wings, dust off your tiara, and get ready. You're going to get on stage soon, you know what I mean? And that's literally, I'm finding that's who my clients are. It's women that are getting ready to get up on stage you know, to do and be who they came to be and do in this lifetime.
Fulfill their purpose or live into their purpose. And that's what I have a saying, you know, you need to step in, then you step up, and then you step out. So that's
beautiful.
What I say in my industry here.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
love it.
And today it is a new world. We are living in a new world, you know, over what we've all been through over the past 18 months, near 2 years. It is a new world. We've got a new world ahead of us. So when you change your beliefs and perceptions of the world, you can create a whole new way of operating in the world based on your own strength, your power and resilience. So we all need to step in and step up and then step out into those powers.
Absolutely.
And live within our purpose. And so, no.
And also, I think it's important for the next generation. So that they're growing from, you know, with mothers that are not carrying their old woundings or suffering from that patriarchal, you know, past conditioning, so that these kids are going to be growing, you know, in a more balanced environment, you know.
So in a time when self-care, it's a trending term, but it's very, very important at the moment, how do you categorise energy work with self-care?
I get all sort of antsy when it comes to that. I really don't understand why energy work isn't taught at schools. I mean, we're energy beings. So, you know, why aren't we teaching everyone how to maintain their energies? You know, we clean our teeth, our bodies and our houses and our cars. But who tells you that you've got to clean your energy field? You know, we interact energetically every day and yet have no idea about the impact of that, you know. When you go to a shopping centre and you come home and you're feeling really cruddy, well, it's not just because you've just spent your money. It's because you've been in a shopping centre full of people that are also stressed and angsty. And, you know, you come home and you feel cruddy. And if you knew it was energy and you're aware of it, you'd come home and clear it. You could clear it in the car before you get home. You know what I mean? You're right. What was that?
For peak performance and heightened self-esteem, you have to carve out time to truly care and look after yourself, because otherwise you're going to be feeling mentally drained and physically drained, and you deplete your self-esteem when you feel like that. So as you said, it should be taught in school how to look after yourself and you know, keep your mental health and your self-esteem prepped and ready to
go. Absolutely. It should be a class, general energy maintenance, you know. And kids should be told, or everyone should be told, that they are more than their physical body. Then you can't look after something if you don't know if it's there. You know, if everyone was aware that they are an energy being and they've got energy bodies and energy systems and energy centers, and we all started looking after that, it would be a different world, you know. Health would be vitality and joy, and it would change everything. I'm sort of all for empowering individuals in taking charge and, you know, care of their energies. And, you know, every client leaves here with an ebook that actually teaches you a really simple way to maintain your energies. It's not hard to do energy work. Energy work is breath, intent and focus, you know. You can direct energy to any part of your body with your intention and your breath. And that's all I use on my clients. I say to them, you know, breathe into this part of your body. We're doing this now.
I just had a thought there. Like, when we're talking about that, what about our, you know, that we all have that inner voice and the messages that we usually, you know, we listen to instead of getting rid of them and kicking them out. But, like, we need to more spontaneously go with our hunches and our gut feeling, because that's energy there, isn't it? That's true energy and inner energy when you need
Absolutely.
To go with your intuition and your gut more all the time. And,
That's your energy genius. That's your energy intelligence. We've all got that. And it's just that we're not taught to listen to that.
That's right. And if you listen to it more, if you went with your intuition and your gut more, you would make so many
you'd be more in control of your life. That's right.
That's
because
right.
That's right. And you know, and that's And that's part of, you know, again, not knowing that you are energy and that you're guided by your own, you know, divine intelligence. I mean, you know, literally that process, it's basically, it teaches you how to just, you just turn that tap on. You know, we've all got a tap. We've all got access to the same source, you know, yeah. The same supply, the same resources and tools. And if, you know, if everyone knew they could just turn that tap on and access it 24/7, absolutely, it would change your body, your mind, your emotions, your everything. And learning, and the reason I think people don't listen to that is because we're discouraged to not feel, and we're encouraged to think. You know, it should go hand in hand.
Yeah, and it is. It's known. It's a well-known fact that our thoughts and emotions directly affect the health of your body. So the power
absolutely.
Of your mind should be translating into your energetic vibrations and creating that strength and well-being within. So, yes,
absolutely.
I totally agree with you in that.
Yeah.
And, I loved there was a saying that you, a quote that you said, like, it was, don't let someone dim your light just because it's shining in their eyes. So, yeah, if you believe that you need to take this action, you need to take it action. Don't let, you know, someone else put you off or.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if everyone trusted that wisdom and that genius and turned on their own little light, you know, again, it would be a different world. Everyone's got the same shine, the same radiance. It's just a matter of whether you're encouraged to let yours shine. But, you know, if you've grown up in a, you know, a family or a country or a society where you weren't encouraged to be empowered, why would you trust that genius or that intelligence? Because you've been told you're not smart enough, you're not good enough. You know, if you're brought up religiously, how dare you think you're, you know, divine-like and have these divine superpowers. So we're dumbed down and belittled from day dot.
And we were put into those boxes years ago.
Yeah, so it's very hard for people to trust their instinct because they've been told otherwise. You know, it would amazing if everyone could encourage their kids to, you are an amazing, powerful being of energy and light, and you can actually control that. You know, you create with energy. That's what we're here to do. We're here to create an experience. But we're told, yeah, but no, but you're at the same time, you're powerless, and how dare you think you have any power anyway, you know. So
when we talk about self-care, then how do you care for yourself? What do you do for self-care when you are in your own power?
Well, because I do work with energy and with other people's energies, I have to be particularly aware of that. I've known of so many healers that because they don't employ that energy maintenance, end up burning out. So, you know, I have a process that I do before a client, after a client, this process that I do daily, and basically it just makes that tap stay open. So I've always got access to energy. Being grounded is very important. That, you know, the average person is just not grounded. People don't know that grounding is so important. So, you know, if you're on the planet, you have two points of contact, which is the source of your being, which is, you know, your access to that continuous tap, and then you have to be anchored into the earth, and your experience is between those two points. So if you're not connected to your source and anchored on the planet, you're all over the place. You're like that blow up man at the, you know, that flaps around. And literally, you know, I'd have to say 99% of people that come into my clinic are ungrounded. And, you know, due to grounding, I go out and stand on the ground, or I go for a walk. I'm going, not quite the same. That's a lovely thing to do, but to consciously anchor into the heart of Mother Earth and connect your energies, and that's really anchoring and grounding. That's it. And when you do that, you're then just, if your energy structure is solid, you know what I mean? You've got a solid base. You've got, and we do need earth nutrients because we are living on the planet and we are, you know, of the material. So when you're anchored and connected into Mother Earth, you actually can access those elemental nutrients that you need as well for your energy field. So, you know, connecting, anchoring, and once you've got those two points, you've got access then to all that you need energetically. You know, those two points provide all the energy supply that you need to live a healthy life and have all the resources to create your reality and, you know, and also maintaining that clarity. So I connect, anchor, expand and energize my field every day. So I've gone from a ratty empath that suffered anxiety attacks for 12 months just through burnout for being an empath and not knowing about energy. And, you know, went to a naturopath for 12 months. She had to rebuild my whole everything, my digestive, my adrenals, my nervous system, everything was burnt out. And, you know, lots of doctor's trips. Oh, there's nothing wrong with you. And I'm like, okay, so why can't I leave my house? You know, why do I have anxiety attacks every day and every night? So, you know, that's when I sort of discovered I was empathic, started doing the energy work, and now I live a beautiful Zen life. You know, I'm not troubled by the external world anymore, just through that maintenance. And anyone can do it, Joe. And I actually have an ebook that anyone can download from my website that takes you through that process. And it's literally three breaths down, three breaths up, three breaths out. Do that every day. It'll take you a minute and a half. That's it. That's energy maintenance.
I was going to say that. We just answered that next question. I was going to say, what are some simple things we can all do to align our channels and elevate our frequency?
That's as simple as I couldn't make it any simpler for my clients because everyone's like, I haven't got time or this. Mate, you've got time to, and it's really, like I said, it's your breath and intention that does it. So you literally decide I'm connecting to my source. You take a few breaths. You can visualize if you want. You know, you can pretend there's a point of light up there or a symbol, a star, or a word, whatever you choose, and just choose to connect to it. And then you draw that energy or that essence down through the center of your body, take it all the way down, and that sort of recharges and clears and aligns all your chakra systems. See that energy coming out from your feet, and then you use your breath and intent and send it all the way to the center of the earth. Hey, presto, you've just connected and anchored. And then to finish off, you breathe from that point above, from that point below into your heart center, blow out in all directions, 360 degrees. You've just cleared your energy field and charged it up with energy.
And like simple as. I'm a big believer in self-care and I've got my own routines and little rituals I follow. And I do, I got introduced to it last year was a morning meditation, and it's from Abraham Hicks, and it's about setting your daily intentions. So you set your intentions for the day, and I absolutely love it now. And so I listen to it every morning, and you wonder, why didn't I know about it 20 years ago or 30 years ago? But it does. It sets your, it frames you for the day, and it does give you that, it is an inner peace. It's, you know, when you're ready to go after you've done that little bit of meditation and you set about on your daily routine, you're floating. You're walking on air to do all that stuff.
And it's not that it rubs out the stresses of life. It just means that when you do that energy maintenance, you're centered and balanced and connected to your source, so that whatever presents to you, you're able to see it from that point of balance. It's all about maintaining that point of balance. And, you know, lifestyle stress throws you off that balance. And once you lose that balance, like I said, you become that inflated man that flaps around. And it just perpetuates, because once you've lost your balance, you know, the next stress, the next stress, the next stress, it just gets worse. So, yeah. And that's why it's that maintenance. If you try and keep yourself centered and balanced, it's a lot easier to deal with the stresses and pressures of life, because, you know, that's not going to go away. That's the whole idea of that, is to help you to grow and expand. So, you know, there's got to be it can't be all love, peace and mung beans. Otherwise it'd be boring.
That's right. And as we were saying, like, when you are centered and balanced, you know, on that morning ritual, when you are confronted with, you know, something that's throwing your left of field, Well, instead of going into anxiety and stress and panic, you're actually reframing. You're looking at the situation saying, rightio, well, how are we going to deal with this now? So you're looking at it with more open perspective rather than, you know, going into panic mode and thinking, oh, I wasn't planning on that today, or that shouldn't have happened now.
And yes.
Yeah, so it does. It gives it you a means, lot more open perspective. Yeah.
It means that you're not reacting. You're actually acting
responding,
from a point of balance and, you know, balanced discernment, I guess. That's the difference. You're not reacting, you know.
All right. Well, and I'm sure everyone will put your link up to your ebook in the show notes afterwards. Sure. But so a next project for you, where are you in your life and your wellness coaching and journey, and what next for you? Now, I do need to note you were featured in the Feminescence magazine, which is, for the listeners that don't know, it's a leading Australian women's empowerment and development magazine. And you're also a co-author of Unlock Your Feminescence Code, which is an affiliate to the Feminescence magazine. So what would you like to share about those great opportunities that were presented to you?
Wow, they're pretty amazing. That was a little bit scary for me, because it's it was that final moment of having to, you know, step in and be seen and heard. So it was basically like I just took a step forward. I just went, okay, that's what we're doing next. That's what we're doing next. And, you know, it was just the next part of the evolution. Like I said, I've been hiding for a long time. You know, my business, my passion and purpose was always a side gig. I never really gave it the value because I had my own things. I mean, I've done a lot of work on myself, you know, in the last 5 years as well. I've had to clear my old stories of power and, you know, because I also lived lives where I was persecuted. And, you know, so I've done anything that I present to my clients, I've done and experienced it myself. So, you know, I'm walking proof that this works. And, yeah, stepping into the magazine and the book was, I think, the last little part of the fear being confronted. It's like, yeah, no, it's safe. It's safe to be me and it's safe to be seen, and it's safe to step and embody my personal power, you know, whatever that is. So, yeah, it's been an awesome honour. Loved it, and looking forward to where that takes me. So also, I don't know if you know, but the Girlfriend Hour coming up, the chat show. So I've got
an
opportunity
June,
to be
year, yeah.
Yep, opportunity to be featured on that, which is, again, that's going to be another little step towards here. And next year, online courses and workshops is my next plan, to really just go big, make more of an impact on a bigger, help as many. I think I've got it on my website. It's I'm healing the world one soul at a time.
Excellent.
So it's like next.
That's a lot of work ahead of you though, like of course, content and writing all that stuff. I know from experience of just going through, well, I've been going through that myself for a bit now, so we're launching some stuff after Christmas. So it is a lot of bloody work, but
a lot. I've been building that for the last 2 years.
That's a fulfilling feeling. So
absolutely, yes. Yeah, so it's all good. Life's good.
With your co-authored chapter in Unlock Your Feminescence Code, is that about yourself, or is that about a particular?
Unlock the code. Yeah, that's those stories are all about women that have had to at some point in their lives having to really connect into that their feminescence, or their, you know, their personal power, and, you know, what they went through to, I suppose, what their experience was in being pushed into having to step up, or, you know, step in. So, yeah, they were all personal stories about the moments that we chose, okay, I can stay a victim or I can become a victor. So, yeah, all those stories are about that sort of same theme of, you know, I could have stayed there and been miserable, or I could have done something about it. My personal turning point was,
hasn't it? It has been released and published.
Yes. They're both out. Yeah, available in bookstores, and yeah.
and online.
Available online. Yeah,
we'll put the links up for that as well. And lastly, do you have any special offers that you'd like to share with the listeners? I know we were talking about your ebook before.
Sure, yes. So I'm actually at the moment for the month of December and January, I've got a 33% discount on all my sessions, 33%. Whether it's energy work or coaching. I usually do both in a session anyway. I throw in a bit of subconscious coaching work and as well as the energy work. So it's $99 for all my sessions. Yeah. Booked in December or January. I also have a special on a 6-week transformation package. Again, that's 20% off next year's price. So as long as the listeners contact me, you know, by the end of this month, I'm happy to book them in for next year for the same price. But as of February, then everything goes back to normal. The 6-week package is specifically for people that want to do like a complete transformation. So instead of, you know, doing one or two sessions here and there, it's a 6-week intensive where we go through everything and literally do an emotional blueprint reset. So we clear out, you know, any stories of anger and grief. Anything that's taking away your joy and flow, basically. But yeah, that's a 6-week intensive for anyone that's ready. Because I don't know if listeners know, but this year marks the end of a 9-year cycle, astrologically, and next year is the start of a new cycle. So I've put this package together so that anyone that's ready to clean out the cupboards, let's call it, and you know, start next year off with a clean slate and from a point of power and balance, basically.
Doesn't that make you have a bit of a think about it too, like the current status that we are in our world now, and it's a new astrological era starting.
I know,
next year,
right? So it is.
You wonder where it all
perfect went. Timing, yeah. And I really do believe that the last couple of years have been a divine plan to push everyone's stuff to the surface. Like, you know, everyone's in a panic because the world's collapsing, and I believe it's collapsing so that we can, you know, create the new. And basically you can't take any of your baggage with you into the new. So that's why everyone's been pushed. It's time. And this is why I put on these specials, because I thought now more than ever people need to clean out the emotional cupboards. And yeah, try and sort of start the next cycle nice and fresh and clear, and just from a, you know, because, you know, I can feel the mass consciousness. It's in chaos. Everyone's stressed and fearful, and you know, people are ringing me going, "What do we do? The world's falling apart." And it's like, "Oh, it's okay. You'll be okay." You know,
it is. It's a matter of I think we all need to reset and go into 2022 with a complete new, open, clear mind.
Absolutely, yeah. Nice upgraded system, yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely, well, yeah.
Thanks, Carol. It's been a great conversation, one that sometimes isn't entered into quite so liberally by everyone. We'll definitely put up all your links and your discounts in the show notes and on our website for anyone wanting to reach out
thank
to Carol. We thank you again for being a wonderful guest on the show. We want you to take care and stay safe and have a merry and wonderful Christmas and a happy and prosperous new year. And we'll look forward to catching up with you in 2022 to find out how you've progressed and where you are in your journey next year.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jo. It's been an absolute pleasure and a joy and an honour. And, yes, Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho to everyone. And, let's look forward to a nice fresh start in the new year.
Definitely.
All the best to you, Jo.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you.
You too. Well, that's it, guys. I do hope you enjoyed our show and our guests. A very big special thank you to Carol for sharing so much invaluable information with us. And I hope you all found the information inspiring and it gives you something to ponder and perhaps action over the weekend. Now, Carol has worked to combine various modalities that complement each other in shifting energy at all levels, mind, body and spirit. And her intention is to assist in your growth, activate your body's own natural healing abilities and transform you so that you can step powerfully into living your greatest life. Now, if you struggle with anxiety, intuitive energy healing will enable you to reach a state of deep relaxation. You will truly be able to chill out, and that's for real. Energy facilitates the release of a person's overstressed mind and body. It will allow you to breathe easier and deeper, and deep is good. So take this opportunity to start your journey to releasing your own anxiety in a session with Carol now. For myself, intuitive energy healing helped relieve my own anxiety by quieting the negative chatter in my head that so many of us experience. And intuitive energy healing delivers peace and clarity, and it makes it possible for you to experience calm. And it reestablishes your balance, and that's cool. It's very cool. So your beliefs are the matrix upon which your entire reality lies. Beliefs are the energy that underlies the creation of your thoughts. And your thoughts are what create your feelings, and your feelings are what create your actions and behaviors. A large part of the intuitive energy healing approach deals with this very matrix. So it's the secret of instantly changing your beliefs, which has the power to change your life. As always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to the radio show. You can find more information on the episode and Carol in the show notes or on my social media pages, or visit my website, www.kickasswomen.com.au. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to get the latest episodes sent directly to you. Well, that's all for today's show. Thanks for your company and for listening to Kickass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well, and keep in touch, Coscoms. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow-getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kickass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kickass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kickass Women website or follow Kickass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kickass Radio.